Welcome or welcome back to Readability. If you didn't know already, this is a kid podcast that's all about reading. Don't know a good book to read? Visit Readability and I'll help you out. Every Saturday, I'll either read, review, or recommend different books just for you. Lay back and listen to this week's episode. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Readability, and this week I had a fun idea to see what books or book series would be perfect for the screen. This is a movie or a TV show, of course. And to be honest, I kind of prefer books to be adapted into a TV show instead of a movie. Listen, I've had to argue this idea to my friend for a while, but the overall idea is that shows give the writers so much more time to develop the plot, the characters, the world, even if it's just in the span of one novel. The show is the way to go. One book per season, kind of what they're doing, or most likely going to do with Shadow and Bone, and what they're going to do for the Percy Jackson TV show. It's the perfect setup. I don't really care how they split up the episodes. Some people say it should be by chapter. If they do it right, I don't care. Also, a movie is just like an hour to 2 hours long, but with a TV show, you have so much more time to see the characters and, like, the plot. Like, I don't know why people think... I don't know. I mean, that's the mentality of all book readers, isn't it? Anyways, it's obvious that all the books I've read, I would love to see on screen, but these are the ones I think would stand out and make an impact on us book readers, and maybe even the general public, but I can't make any promises. I hope you enjoy, and let's just get started, shall we? Number 1, We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. This book, if you don't know, is a mystery contemporary novel about a girl and her rich family who go to an island every summer. And one summer, something really bad happens. Said girl, Candace, loses her memory of what happens that night, and her goal throughout the story is to figure out what actually happened that summer. I made an entire review on the book somewhere in the 53 episodes I've made on Readability, so somewhere there. I think this book in its format would work better in a movie form instead of a show. I know what I said about a TV show, but this one's different. Putting it in a show would ruin the pacing and the quick feel of it. I don't know. It just makes more sense in a movie. If you read it, hopefully you agree. Did I love the novel? Yes and no. However, the reason so many people disliked it was because of the writing style. And I mean, you don't really see the writing style in a movie. Well, actually, that's not true. But that's besides the point. You know what I mean? I think this book has good potential to be very ominous, extremely confusing indie movie. If you read it, just like think about it. The flashbacks we'll see, the vibe of the book, the slow relationship of the characters, and then that reveal at the end. I don't know how to describe the feeling of this book without spoiling the big plot twist that happens at the end. I wonder how visual they're gonna be with that plot twist, or are they gonna be all mysterious about it? I don't know how to put it. Anyways, this novel is short enough, and a lot of the novel is spent doing, unneeded exposition that could be sped up or even taken out and filled into 1 hour or even a 2 hour long movie. I would watch it. It would be really fun and also really interesting. Number 2, The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. Back to fantasy. The Cruel Prince is about Jude Duarte, a human girl trapped in this fantasy fairy world with her twin sister Taryn and a fairy sister Vivian, or Vivi. Now, the Cruel Prince in question is quite cruel and is Jude's sworn enemy, who she wants to overtake in a way and fit in this world she's grown up in and become a knight for the royal family. Ideally, the entire series would be adapted, and if that were the case, let's make it a TV show, shall we? This world is so vivid in my mind and would work for such an interesting series and TV show. Oh, the scenery, chef's kiss. the whole aesthetic of fairies, the magic system, even the characters. I mean, Jude is this mortal girl who still sometimes, hope this isn't a spoiler, overpowers some of the fairies. She's a genuinely strong female character who put a knife through her hand on purpose just to prove a point to someone. Fun stuff, right? And let's not even get started with Cardin. This guy, man, especially in the first book, he was more than definitely cruel. Tried to drown Jude and her twin sister. So, yay! That's all I'll say for now about this book. Number 3, Lovely War by Julie Berry. I could definitely see this being a life-changing film, along with the next one I'll talk about, but we're not there yet. Oh, right, like I said, film. This book is set in World War I and II, a love story of four people, two couples told by Greek goddess Aphrodite, along with the other ones like Ares, Apollo, Hades. Yeah, I've already talked a lot about this book in my review of it, episode something. Sorry. I wrote the script on a different device, and I don't really care to find it now. Anyways, this story is so lovely, hence the name, I guess. It's the kind of book, when you finish it, you just need some time to swallow what you read, let it digest. These are really bad analogies, aren't they? You know what? I can't imagine the score being phenomenal. Music is a really big part of this novel, and having that aspect be what stand out would be obviously really good. I mean, also the action from the war, as one of our characters is a soldier. Take that back. No, wait. Two. Aubrey and James. Right, they're both soldiers. Anyways, it would be fun to see, I guess, that stuff. I don't know, I'm trying to put my feelings into words about how this could possibly be a good movie, but I'm telling you, it would be an amazing movie. Chef's kiss. I don't know how to describe it, though. Number 4, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Okay, now this is movie material. Actually, it could also be a TV show, like an episode a husband, 7 episodes, or 8, I don't know. Anyways, if you're unaware, this story is about Hollywood star Evelyn Hugo, fictional, finally telling her story about her scandalous life. But not just that, we learn about the friendships and people she's seen through her life and met. Anyways, Evelyn hires Monique Grant, which surprises even Monique herself, as there were other possible people Evelyn could have chosen. However, Monique soon finds out the real reason as the story goes along, the real reason she was chosen, and it's actually pretty shocking. And yes, I did cry like a baby at the end. This isn't a spoiler, you find this out pretty soon, but she does outlive all of her husbands and her one true love. So, just reading this felt like I was watching a movie. Evelyn Hugo, having this Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn kind of fictional celebrity figure would be such an incredible show or movie. Either is fine. However, you could get more details about Evelyn and her husbands and her one true love with a TV show, but a movie also kind of works. This could be also great for costume designing, as we're going from the 60s to modern day. That's kind of a long time, and I would love to see the evolution of outfits, hair, makeup, stuff like that. Another life-changing film, honestly. Number 5, The Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Meyer. As always, I have to pay my respects for the series that got me into reading, and I also genuinely think that this could be a really good sci-fi television show. 4, maybe 5 seasons long. What do you think? The Lunar Chronicles series as a whole is difficult to explain without giving any spoilers, but the first book, Cinder, is about Cinder, a young cyborg mechanic whose little stepsister gets a disease, yada yada. She finds out some secrets about herself, and now it's time for rioting and taking over the moon. Sorry, that's a really bad description, but like some of the other books I've talked about, I've done a review for the first two books in the series already on readability, so you can find them. Don't know episodes, because I don't feel like looking. Anyways, each book introduces a new character along with their respective fairy tale retellings. As you can imagine, Cinder is Cinderella, Scarlet is Little Red Riding Hood, Cress is Rapunzel, and Winter is Snow White. The characters and found families trope is so lovable and amazing, and the world being set in the far, far future could be explored even more with a TV show. Maybe, oh my gosh, we'll be able to see Luna, the moon people. Wait, that's a really bad description. Luna are the people on the moon. I don't know how to describe it. Anyways, maybe some of the backstories we see in Stars Above, the added on book, the book full of short stories before or after the events in the Lunar Chronicles, would be put in the show. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It would be so, so amazing to see Thorn, Carswell Thorn, come to life. I mean, of course, Cinder, Cress, Wolf, Scarlet, Winter, and Jason. Them, too, but Thorn is a priority. If you like Nikolai from the Grishaverse, you'll love Thorn so much. It has so much potential, the show, to be, not the show, the book series, to be an amazing show. I mean, come on, what do they have to lose? Anyways, I hope this is a fun look into my perspective on books turned into TV shows or movies. And trust me, I could talk about all the books I've read being turned into movies. Maybe there can be a part two. Possibly, we'll see. But I did enjoy my time talking about all these books because ever since I've watched Shadow and Bone on Netflix, I've had hope. So much more hope for book-to-screen adaptations. So we'll see in the near future. I'll see you all next week and have a great day. Keep reading, folks. Bye-bye.